This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It's Sunday, the 14th of April, 2024. This is the Sunday Sermon. If football is our religion, the Wankel Stadium be our church. Nigel Clough, the God we choose to believe in. By name, I am your priest. And oh my God, it's time for one last lesson of just bringing it home. A fine 4-1 win at MK Dons puts the Stags on the brink of promotion. All they need to do is win their game in hand on Tuesday night against Accrington Stanley to guarantee themselves a place in Sky Bet League One. But can they do it? After all these seasons of hurt, after all the heartbreak, all the ups, all the downs, can they finally get the job done? In this special hours episode of the Mansfield Matters podcast, it's time to reflect on an epic afternoon yesterday at MK Dons and look ahead to the final three games, starting with Accrington Stanley, the ill-fated game in hand, the night that dreams could come true. Hello, good evening and welcome to the Mansfield Matters podcast, the show for the fans, by the fans. Why? Because Mansfield always matters, and a very special episode of the podcast it is as well. The old-fashioned Sunday sermon, yes. The one where we get together not 24 hours or so after the game has finished to recap on an epic afternoon. Usually in previous years, it's been the case of an SOS, a sort of get-together to try and save our season, to rally the troops, to try and get over a little bit of heartbreak. But today, it's a little bit different. Today, it's about rallying the troops to get over the line, to believe for one more time, to try and achieve a dream. And joining me to talk all things Mansfield Town, to look ahead to what could be a night in the history books, I've got three Stags fans of varying experiences and various different opinions. Let's start with the man who is trying to save his vocal cords for Tuesday night just so he can say those ill-fated lines. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand clear of the pitch. Do not invade the pitch at the full-time whistle. Please stand clear of the pitch. And other announcements such as, well, the owner of a car XY27348972 4VXYZ, please remove it as your number plate is blocking the fire exit. His name is Alan Wilson.
Good evening, Craig. Good evening, everybody.
Good to see you as always. Now, making a special appearance on the podcast tonight as a late substitution for Nick of Mansfield Town Shirts fame. And it turns out Clive, because he was supposed to join us and hasn't logged on. Let's say hello to a man who speaks with a bit of a funny accent, has only been watching the Stags a few years, but he's very much a local at heart. His name is Taras. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Now, before we introduce our final panellist tonight, just tell us a little bit more about yourself. Obviously, you've been on the show before, but for those who don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about you and about your Mansfield Town supporting journey.
Yeah, so born and raised in Canada, moved here just over 4 years ago. The connection is that my dad's from Mansfield, so he grew up supporting Stags. Even when he was in Canada, he followed Mansfield. And so I usually go watch. We sit in Ian Greaves' upper, usually go watch with him. He's away right now, so I just went to the game on my own yesterday. I go to most away games when I can, when time permits. And there's a lot of people who are going to be watching this and listening to this who have been supporting Mansfield a lot longer than I have, but very, very much feel part of the Stags family. And just over the moon with yesterday's result.
Well, it's absolutely great to have you. You're more than welcome on the Mansfield Matters podcast. Thank now, you. long time listeners to this show, Alan, will know two things, and that is, you know, there's been podcasters and panelists throughout the seasons on here. Obviously, you sort of started a couple of seasons ago, but there was one man at the very start who has appeared once this season on the podcast when we did a pre-recorded episode. Can you remember who it is? Because I haven't got a clue who it is, and I don't know whether we should include him or not on the show. I feel like we've come this far without him. I feel like we should not include him anymore.
I'm just edging towards, I think his name's Nathan.
I don't know. Well, let's see if we can say hello to him. Let's see if he's there. Hello, Nathan. How are you? Oh, no, that's Clive. Evening, Clive.
Dudley Roberts.
I knew he'd start that at some point. Come on, let's give people the thing that they've been waiting for all these years, it feels like years this season anyway. Let's get him back on the podcast. Hello, love.
Good evening, everyone. See, it's not about promotion. It's about the return of Nathan Edge. That's all we want, isn't it?
I mean, you know that there's something going off, mate, when you decide to log in for a podcast and get involved.
Before you start, it's not because we're winning. It's because you finally brought back the Sunday sermon, which I told you I'd be able to come back for. So, and it's an earlier kickoff, pod off for us. So that's why I'm here. So I'm happy to be back.
Two things, Nath. I like the term pod off. We're going to have that. Let's get that on a T-shirt. Yeah. And the other thing is, I seem to recall we have done this on a Sunday at some point this season, and you still weren't there for that. So I'm going to say,
didn't get an invite.
I'm going to go agree.
If it was before we'd lost a game, I'd also refuse because I didn't want to jinx it. So there we go.
I mean, that is also true. There is, in Nathan's defence, there's a number of occasions where I can't play the jingle, we'll get kicked off YouTube.
Oh.
I know. Them days are gone. In Nathan's defence, back sort of like October, November time, he did say, I am available for a couple of podcasts in the next few weeks, but I'm not coming on because I've not been on all season and we've not lost a game yet. So there you go. And then we did invite him on for the podcast after we lost the game and still didn't turn up. So I still think there's a little bit of, all of that on there. Nate, you know, it's great to see you. Let's start by addressing the elephant in the room, shall we? And that is the fact that, where were you yesterday?
Don't even go. I'm gutted in a sense that it's one of them games that I missed. And this has become a common theme on this show, I think. I remember a couple of seasons ago, Doncaster away in the FA Cup. I missed that and I was gutted. Earlier this season, Bradford away. I was ill. Missed it. Had a ticket. Missed it. 5-1. Then obviously yesterday, I should have known, really. Maybe it was for the fact that I didn't go. It was thanks to me. We came away with a result, but I've had a little poorly little boy all week with hand, foot and mouth, so I had to stay at home. And so I've probably missed the game of the decade since Hereford, by the sounds of it. But I still enjoyed listening to it at home, and if you've seen the video on my socials, when that third and fourth goal did go in, Oliver's head was very close to the roof as I was throwing him in the air. So, you know, I still enjoyed it back here, but I mean, what a game that must have been for all you guys that were there. I mean, just watching the videos back gives me goosebumps. So being there must have been, like I said, one of the games of the decades, was it not?
Parenting 101. Well, let's go to a fan that's only been sort of watching for the last 3-4 years or so. Nathan there, Taras, is talking about it being the game of the decade. Is it the game of your tenure watching Mansfield Town? Is that numero uno so far?
It's definitely up there. I would say Bradford away a couple of years ago was pretty good when we won 2-0. Oates and Longstaff got the goals. Yesterday was incredible. I thought that listening to Nigel post-match, when he sort of alluded to it being similar to the County game when we beat them away 4-1, I kind of thought, to me, it kind of was a little bit resembled the Wrexham game. I thought at Wrexham, the first half an hour, I thought we were the better side, whereas yesterday I thought the first half an hour we were pretty poor. And I actually messaged the chap who sits beside me at home games. I messaged him, probably must have been around the 29th minute, and I just said, this is woeful. And then, lo and behold, a minute later, went and got the equaliser. And then I thought once we got the equaliser, it was only one team that was going to go win it. Obviously, Ollie Clark hit the bar, and it was just incredible. Like, obviously, second half, like the three goals, you know, attacking the Stags fans. It was just, it was an incredible day. I don't know if it was number one for me, but obviously, I've only been watching Mansfield for probably about 4 years. So, but definitely a day that I'm not gonna forget for a long time.
Yeah, it certainly was one of those most memorable days out, and one of those most memorable moments, Clive. Before I come to you, though, just a little mention in there. I liked the fact in Davies Keeler Dunn's post-match interview, he still referred to Ollie Clark as the skip, even though he's not worn the captain's armband all season, yeah, despite Nathan's best efforts to throw him off the top of a cliff. Clive, you know, Taras is saying it's one of his favourites. What about you? You've seen a fair considerable amount more, but that one must be up there, surely.
Are you calling Clive old?
No, it's just, uh-huh. I'm stating facts. Taras, do not start getting on the side of Clive, because if you do, or anyone else on this podcast, I will eject you quicker than I get rid of Cam.
Where was that going?
Yeah. Taras has been...
Taras has off.
One thing I liked about the idea of pod off is it rhymes with sod off. And I think it hasn't taken Taras long to realise that Mansfield Matters is all about elders abuse. And I'm getting sick of it as the old man on this team and getting abused and robbed blind.
No one knows this bloke, does it? It must be an old thing.
Sorry, I've just heard somebody. Can anyone tell me who that is? Anyway, to answer your question sensibly, I don't know whether it's the best game I've ever seen, but it certainly carries a lot of weight in terms of significance. Because I think it's changed almost 100% the feeling in camp. Mm-hmm. You know, if we'd lost yesterday, and that was a likely outcome to many people, including me, we'd have been worried about Tuesday and Saturday. We can afford to go into both those games now feeling a lot more optimistic. And that's slightly different to previous campaigns.
Yeah, I completely agree. Alan, you know, there's... The good thing, I think, to pick out of what Clive just said there is the mood has completely changed. We'll talk about that in a second. But essentially what it has also done is, in terms of our opportunities now to get into League One, doesn't matter if we don't necessarily do it on Tuesday night. Obviously, that would be the dream, to get it done, sorted, signed, sealed and delivered on Tuesday. But we've given ourselves three chances now to get up. Three huge opportunities, three big games. And I think, in terms of the progression under Nigel Clough and the historic seasons before where it's gone down to the final day, we are no doubt in the best position that we've been for decades and decades and decades in terms of levelling up promotion. Even going back to the conference days, you know, we left that to the last two games as well, didn't we? So to have three shots at it is incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think it was myself and Clive. I don't know whether you were in on the conversation as well. I was saying, being as we'd got yesterday's monkey, so to speak, off us back, we could start playing now with confidence and style and, you know, like calm down a little bit and play like the man so that we know that we can. Because I think there'll be a few changes on Tuesday. As already alluded to, Quinn playing. And, you know, I don't know whether he'll chuck Macca straight in. Marius will probably start. Nichols might start. You know, I think they can just calm down a little bit and start playing the active football that we know that we can, now that we won 4-1 yesterday, because it's just edged us that little bit closer to the line.
Yeah, certainly did. As ever, come and have your say on your team and get your comments in the live feed. Let's kick off with Simon tonight, who says, "We're not there yet. Let's not take this as a given. Accrington will want to spoil the party. Let's stay calm and confident as the fans. If they want to, they want the team to play, not the occasion, we will get a positive result. P.S. Has anyone got any anodynes from Saturday left?" I think that's an important point to pick up on, Nathan, isn't it? You know, that we're not there yet. We're all talking about the future and what could be. We obviously need a win to go up. A draw would not quite be enough in terms of the maths, because MK would still be 6 points behind with six left to play for, although there would need to be a considerable goal swing by at least 28, 29, 30 goals. But stranger things have happened in football, and I think that's the important thing to remember. Mansfield Town, don't do simple. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, you say stranger things have happened. You remember Bristol Rovers a few seasons ago, so... you know, and it wasn't quite a 30 goals swing, but at that time I think it was unexpected for them to get up the way they did when they beat Scunthorpe 7 or 8 nil or whatever it was. So you know, I mean, like Alan said, you know, I think hopefully in the next couple of games we should go into them with a completely different sort of I think psychological outlook. I think we can take a lot of confidence because we saw how everybody reacted to the manner that we won on Saturday. And like I say, we've got so many players out. We weren't favourites to win that game. Before the game, I'd have snapped your hand off for a draw. So to come away with all 3 points and win in the manner that we did and score the goals like we did, you know, we should come away with that with a lot of confidence. But as Simon mentioned in the comments, you know, I'm sure Accrington will come here. They've got nothing to play for, so might play with a bit of freedom. But I just think, I just hope that, you know, the way Quinny was, for example, and we know he's going to be starting, I think they're going to want to get the job done. So hopefully we don't do a Mansfield and take it down to the Barrow game, because that will be awful. But hopefully we can just get the job done tomorrow. Tuesday or on Saturday at home in front of what hopefully should be a sellout crowd at the One Call. So, but yeah, confidence I think should be flowing through the team now.
Let's touch upon that for a second, Taras. The manner in which we did things yesterday, like you said earlier on, you know, 1-0 down, we were all feeling it with the sort of atmosphere felt like a lead balloon. It felt like a million people had been murdered, and
yeah,
it was like almost like a horrific scene playing out in front of you. But there's belief from the players, and they never stopped running. They never really gave up. And getting that equalising goal from Elliot Hewitt before half-time was obviously pivotal. And then the substitution of Davies Keeler Dunn at the break as well. He completely changed the game yesterday. But even at 2-1, they didn't give up. You know, Nigel Clough mentioned it himself. He knew that MK Dons were going to come at you. They're a good team. We needed that breathing space. And we got that breathing space when we scored the third, and then to score the fourth pretty much straight after, it just shows the manner of our attacking intent, and that's been the difference over this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, obviously with them being at home, you kind of expected them to kind of make a push. Obviously when they were 2-1 down, you kind of knew that they were going to at some point boss possession and try and get that equalizer. But obviously I know you and I speak outside of this platform, Craig, and I've had my criticisms of Clough throughout his tenure, but yesterday, credit where credit's due, I thought his substitutions were absolutely spot on. Obviously when he brought Keeler Dunn on at halftime, I thought he just completely just changed the game. It was a game of a game of two halves, but they did have quite a bit of possession when we went 2-1 up. But I agree with what some of the people in the comments are saying. I thought Aaron Lewis was absolutely brilliant yesterday. It was just nice to, I agree with what Nathan said. I would have taken a point quite happily before the game, but even at 2-1, I thought I'd take this, and then obviously just get those extra two. It helps the goal differential, not that I think we'll need it, but I'm very confident heading into Tuesday, and because I think Accrington are going to kind of come into the game with their tails between their legs a little bit. They got thumped yesterday by Doncaster, who are on an incredible run, by the way. But yeah, I'm confident heading into Tuesday.
Clive, we talk about impact players so far this season. We were sort of stood, weren't we, at 2 o'clock when we saw the team news, and we're all sort of saying, oh, why is Davies Keeler Dunn not playing? But to have that ace up your sleeve on the bench and bring him on, you know he's going to make an impact. And boy, did he make an impact.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give Clough the credit here. He recognises he's got three vital games in front of him and two in 3 days. And he's got to work with the squad he's got. And that means not work, you know, spreading out the workload. I know Alan takes the view that you should always play your strongest team all the time and worry about the following game later. I think Clough doesn't approach it in quite the same way. But yeah, it's fabulous to have Keeler Dunn available. And he did make a big impact when he came on. Mm-hmm. But a word about Gale.
Yes,
I mean, he was assist for the third goal and he scored the fourth goal. And he was only on as a bit part player, really. What a prospect if we can work with him.
Yeah, he's a tremendous player.
I have to say, I thought his work ethic was better than that of Swan's. But, you know, I think Swan has his demons at the moment. We just have to wait and see how they work out during the close season.
Yeah.
But there was nobody in the squad yesterday that didn't give it everything they got. I agree about the player of the game. I thought Aaron had his best game of the season. Mm-hmm. And even Bowery, who was responsible effectively for their goal, after that, he played a really tidy game. I thought the squad itself worked really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solid. Alan, we were talking before the game as well about sort of lineups and everything. The back four we sort of predicted would be the back four anyway. I know there were a few qualms about where Elliot Hewitt was going to play. Do you play him right back? Do you play him centre back? I thought Clough got it right yesterday, albeit with Jordan Bowery's mistake leading to the MK Dons opening goal. I felt, and it was proved in the equaliser, Elliot Hewitt was the best choice for right back on that pitch. And Jordan Bowery and Aidan Flint, they've played together so more times this season. They both know the role. And like Clive said there, once Bowery sort of got that out of his system and realised the position he was playing, because it is very different every position that you play, he had a fine game, and Elliot Hewitt actually really helped us open up the right-hand side.
Yeah, and I think Williams must take some of the credit as well, because I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. I don't know whether he's ever played left-back before, or, you know, whether he's done it for MK or whoever else he's played for. But I thought he had a very good game, and he just complemented what we'd got down that side. Aaron Lewis was here, there and everywhere. It was just it was a joy to watch them. I know, like Clive said, Bowery made the mistake, but once that had gone, you know, the light calmed down a little bit. And in the second half, I thought somebody, I forget who it was, who was on social media, made a point about as soon as Aikins went to right back and not lumping it up forward, you know, for him to hold the ball up and pass, play off to the running attackers, when we'd got the other people in there, it seemed to work well. Aikins was at the back and he was moving forward, obviously. But with DKD and Nichols, you know, intermingling between each other, you know, I just thought it worked really well. And it was something, you know, a nice, refreshing change.
It was, absolutely. Nathan, Alan and I have been talking quite frequently about this stage of the season. Obviously, Nigel Clough has got his hands tied with injuries and various other things as well. But like Clive mentioned in his comment there, Alan and I have always been very much, you play your strongest team, whatever is available. We've now got three games left. We've got three shots at achieving automatic promotion. Obviously, to take the pressure off, it's best to do it on Tuesday night in the game in hand. With that in mind, do you play your strongest team or do you manipulate it so that players that had a rest on Saturday, a la Stephen Quinn, Davies Keeler Dunn, etc., etc., Stephen McLaughlin will start on Tuesday, bearing in mind the other two games, or are you all in?
To be honest, I would say your strongest team, but actually I think at the moment the fittest team is going to be what's best for us, because I think that the squad is strong enough when you look at the bench, you know, whoever you put on there, I think it is strong enough. And I think where we went wrong, you know, going back to the Crawley game, for example, we were very tired, especially in midfield. So, you know, actually freshen it up, even though it did raise some eyebrows, you know, against MK Dons with the lineup that we saw there. You know, who are we to question? Because obviously it paid massive dividends in the end. So, I'd certainly be refreshing it up, and, you know, given Clough's post-match interview, when he obviously said about Quinny because he didn't get on against MK, but he's clearly raring to go, and so he will be starting Tuesday night, which is very rare for Clough to say something like that. So I think he is going to try and freshen up where he can. Because I think so many players played a role in that game on Saturday, even the ones that, the likes of Nichols, maybe even Gale getting a bit more game time, they're all going to be, confident. So hopefully those that were on the bench and will come in and have the same hunger and desire to get the job done and confidence to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your comments coming in. Have your say on your team. What team would you start with on Tuesday night at home to Accrington? Who else stood out for you at MK Dons? And can the Stags do it when it comes to Tuesday night? Can we do it with two games left to spare? Can we take that game in hand and repeat what we did, ironically, 11 years ago on Tuesday, the infamous Hereford game in hand? Is that going to become a date in destiny, a date in the history books? Well, we'll wait and see, won't we? Keep your comments coming in. Mark says, massive yesterday, both on and off the pitch. Can we do it Tuesday night? Absolutely, we can. I think the players will be highly up for it. 4-0 Stags. Simon says, glory hunter. Not quite sure who that's aimed at, Nathan, to be fair. Danny says, I was driving home from work when the third and fourth went in. When the fourth went in, I had to pull up. And felt like it was when they won the millions on Only Fools and Horses. Taras, do you get that reference? Have you been embroiled in British culture yet to watch Only Fools and Horses?
I know what Only Fools and Horses is. I can't say I've ever watched it.
You need to watch it, and then you can become a true honorary Brit. Richard says, it was bloody emotional, and now we need to get the job done on Tuesday. It's my birthday and would like the greatest present. Clark did a magnificent job with Gilby yesterday as well. It was special on and off the pitch. What a day, says Simon. Keely says the whole team turned up their enthusiasm second half and turned it around, but I think Lewis played brilliantly. Simon says it's the new Mansfield way. Adam says, not there yet. How much confidence and nailed on does a Stags fan actually need? Well, I'm going to answer this question for you, Adam. It's the fact that years and years and years of following the Stags, like yourself, should teach you to know that even when it's there, if there's a mathematical possibility that we could absolutely this up, you know not to get confident. We have to get the job done because there is still a world, Nathan Edge, and pessimist Priest is going to come and rear his ugly head for 2 minutes, in which Mansfield can still fail to get promoted via the automatics. Yes, we are guaranteed a playoff finish, but we could still automatics.
Well, I mean, if we went into the playoffs, we might as well just not bother. But I mean, this is probably the most confidence we can be of like I said, in the last, well, I'd say even before the conference, because obviously we did take that down to the last game against Wrexham, didn't we? So, and we only got that for a 1-0 sort of penalty as well. So that was very sort of touch and go, to be fair, especially with Kidderminster scoring how many they did that day. So we took that right to the wire. But I think this time we don't need to worry about that. But like you say, this is Mansfield. And if we were to lose Tuesday night, and let's touch wood that this isn't going to be the case, but if we were to lose, you would start getting a little bit worried, wouldn't you? Thinking, all right, yeah, then it's on to Gillingham. You've got to get it done then, because then you think you don't want to be leaving it to Barrow away, do you, on the last game of the season? However, that said, MK Dons could also falter between now and the end of the season. So we may not even need a 3 points, but let's just go out there and get it done Tuesday so we can all relax.
Yeah, the variables are so much stacked in Stag's favour, Alan. It's almost impossible to start thinking about a negative world. But years and years of being a Stags fan just shows you that, weeks and weeks ago, would we have said that we'd have got battered 4-1 by Crawley? No. Would we have done such and such and such? Would we have conceded soft goals? Nobody would have seen them things coming. Anything can happen. And we sort of felt it, didn't we, at MK Dons yesterday. When that first goal went in, we all sort of slumped in our seats. You felt the atmosphere drop and it get tenser and tenser and tenser. And we know what we like at home. There is a little word, Nathan. Can you remember what it is?
Yeah, toxicity. I think that's gone.
which still lingers a little bit in the air, Alan. But, like I said there, it's all stacked so highly in our favour, isn't it? That if we were to, the variables are so stacked in Mansfield's favour.
I honestly don't think Nigel would let it happen. I know he's not actually playing one of the 11 that goes out on the park, but, you know, surely by now, you'd have some recompense for yourself, wouldn't you? If you can't get the job done now with three games needing 1 point, there's something wrong somewhere. I'm fully confident that we'll do it Tuesday night and with aplomb.
Clive, do you share the same confidence? Is Tuesday going to be the one where it's mathematically sealed?
Absolutely.
It has to be, doesn't it? The one word answer is fine. Absolutely,
in my humble opinion.
That's better. Yeah. That's much better. That's sentences rather than words, not word association. Looking at the table there, obviously, that win at MK Taras puts us 5 points ahead of MK. They've got 6 points left to play for. Barrow, the only other team mathematically that can catch us now because of results on Saturday. They currently sit 12 points behind us with 12 left to play for, including us on the final day of the season. So mathematically, they can catch and leapfrog Mansfield if results were to go their way. So the simple thing is just absolutely win.
I completely agree. It's not going to happen. They're not going to catch us, are they? Let's be honest. But I'm fairly confident. I think I agree with what Nathan said. If we don't happen to win on Tuesday, I'd be a little bit nervous, just given that I think Gillingham are still chasing a playoff spot. They're just outside, I believe, aren't they?
Nine.
Yeah. So I said before yesterday's game, the reason I would have taken a point before the game, just because I didn't want any sort of unnecessary or added pressure to the remaining three games. So we don't necessarily have to worry about that now after the result yesterday, but just get it. I agree with, is it Chris who said it? Just go for the win from the off. Just get it over and done with on Tuesday, and don't need to worry about anything else as such for the remaining two games.
Yeah, we just have that thing, don't we, Nath, of years gone by where we have so many chances to go and get it over the line, to get something done, and then, you know, the old Mansfield Town factor comes into play, doesn't it?
That's what I mean about if we don't win Tuesday night. I think you just know everybody, you know, even though it seems daft, and you really, like, even though the facts are in front of you and you think mathematically, surely we're still not going to mess up, but you think, don't get it done Tuesday night, you are going to start getting a bit nervous. Because like you say, like Tara says, Gillingham will come with they still have something to play for. So, you know, that'll be a tougher, should be a tougher game, certainly on paper anyway. And then, like I say, going away to Barrow, I know, well, I say, they're not going to overtake us, but so you'd like to think they're sort of just sat there in the, you know, in a playoff space and wouldn't need to go for it. But you just don't want it to go down to that last game, because, you know, we rolled back the clock to MK Dons, you know, last time out, and we don't know how that ended. So I don't think it'll come to that. I personally think MK Dons might even drop some points between, you know, in the last two games anyway. So it may not even come down to to us needing to win, but I think we'll get the win and they'll drop points, so it'll be nice and comfortable.
The logic behind my thinking is that I'd rather play a team kind of in poor form like Accrington are, rather than a team coming in who do have something to play for, such as Gillingham, and obviously I know Barrow's away, but you got to keep in mind sort of like where Accrington's mindset is. You know, they've just come off a really poor result yesterday. They're not in good form. They're going to be coming here knowing that sort of we're on a high. Obviously, they don't, you know, all the nerves and the apprehension sort of among supporters from historical years, I'm not sure they probably know that. So, like I said, they'll probably sense it if they happen to get the first goal, but I don't think there's any reason to be worried about Tuesday, personally, as Clive says, in my humble opinion.
No, I agree. And I think a big part of that, Alan, is that the progression under Nigel Clough and the way his mindset is all throughout is, well, that game's now gone. Let's focus on the next one. We don't look further ahead than the next fixture. We've built up this sturdiness, this focus, this belief that we can go and do anything. We accept that there'll be twists and turns in football. We accept that there'll be highs and lows. But we're much better equipped as a squad to deal with them. And I think from a mentality perspective, as a fan base, we're better equipped to deal with it now as well. Because if you go back to that ill-fated season 5 seasons ago where we lost to MK on the final day of the season and they stole third place, we had numerous points in that season where we could have sealed automatic promotion, numerous shots at doing it. But we lost games, we drew games, we gave away silly goals and we sort of took it out of our own hands. And you could sense the wheels falling off, almost like the Crawley game a couple of weeks, you know, last Saturday. You know, this time last week, we were sitting here thinking our season is completely over. We all, myself included, reacted in such a way that we've been here before, we've blown it again, emotion led first. But with Nigel Clough, he sort of slaps you around the face, doesn't he, and says, stop being a silly idiot and get your head in gear and stop being a and just believe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say we can all be managers. And, you know, we spoke about it yesterday before the game, you know, oh, well, I'm surprised DKD's not playing. I'm surprised he's playing in such position. But in Nigel, we've got to trust, because apart from the odd substitution here and there, which probably most of us haven't agreed with, you know, he's played the perfect game, if you like. You know, he's picked the team on merit, and sometimes the one that, you know, where injuries allow, because we don't know what goes on week in. You know, for certain, Williams played their left back yesterday. You know, the reason might could have been whoever plays left back, sometimes Barry, sometimes Macca, might have took a knock or whatever. We don't see that, and we're not apparative, you know, to get that knowledge, if you like. So I just think it's in Nigel with trust. We go with what he says. Whatever team he picks Tuesday will be the right team, in his opinion, and we just get behind him and get the job done. Then after 97 minutes or whatever, we can all be singing and dancing.
Yeah, I'm sure we will be.
Not on the Clive, pitch, obviously.
Yeah, not on the pitch. Yeah, not on the pitch. We'll give him a practice go at that in a minute. Clive, talking of singing and dancing and enjoying ourselves, we were certainly doing that yesterday when the third and the fourth went in. How much of an impact did the fans have yesterday? And I'm a big believer in the way in which the game swings and the way in which the game's played. Attacking those Stags fans in the second half yesterday, I think, had a big impact as well. You could just see what it meant to every single fan and every single player yesterday.
Absolutely. And I thought, you know, our fans were particularly vocal. They were there in number. In fact, it ought to be embarrassed, MK Dons, because by comparison, they didn't appear to be well supported, given where they are in the league. Just a word on the stadium before I go any further. It's a wonderful stadium. It's just too big for League Two. I mean, what Luton would give for that stadium at the moment, it's absolutely fantastic. And I have to say, the second time I've been, I enjoy the experience of going there. But the downside is, because it's big, it's a bit soulless. And the only real atmosphere was being created by us, the Stags fans, which is, you know, and I think when that Rick O'Shea, you know, the Irish fella, Rick O'Shea shot was scored in the second half, I thought we were so high then as a crowd. I think we just added momentum to the team.
Yeah, 100%. One thing we've not spoke about from yesterday, Alan, is this comment from Eddie, who was sat next to us yesterday. Nigel won us the game yesterday, swapping to a 4-3-3. Genius. In Nigel, we trust. You could see MK Dons, you know, we allowed them a little bit much too much space, trying to sort of play through us, and that's where they were getting a few of their opportunities. But as soon as we stopped them playing through us and forced them to go into a direct game, Aidan Flint was mopping that up like he was mopping up his dinner.
Yeah, but it's like I mentioned to you yesterday, and Clive, as we were travelling down, when I watched the Stockport game against them, they were all over Stockport like a rash for the first 20 minutes. But when Stockport pressed them back, they crumbled. And it's similar to what Mansell did yesterday. They were on the front foot, got the goal, admitted through a mistake, but it was a good finish, to be fair. And as soon as we got the goal in the second half, when DKD come on, it was a different game totally. Albeit we had 4-3-3, but we just pressed them high, kept winning the ball. And there was only when that second one in, like Ricochet, I like that, Clive.
Ricochet.
When that went in, there was only one result in the end, weren't there?
I like that. That's Stephen Quinn's brother signing for next year, Ricochet. I like it. A couple of Wrexham fans saying that thanks for spanking MK Dons yesterday for the assist in getting automatic promotion. Much prefer you guys to go up than the fake Dons. I mean, I'll be disappointed not to go to MK next season because the Nando's before the game, Nath, was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, I hope you get food poisoning.
Hey, and a word about their stewards, though. I thought their stewards were commendably friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there were plenty of them as well. But the we were there early enough to have a gentle wander around the stadium. And every time we bumped into one of their stewards, they were like our best friends. It was wonderful.
Certainly were. Ben says, tactical masterclass from Nigel yesterday. Completely different approach from the first game. Learned the lessons and applied a well-disciplined plan. Brilliant. Simon in the comments has put a strange question in there. My non-football loving wife only watches the podcast for glimpses of your lovely dog, Craig, and asks, if Stags get promoted, can she make an appearance with a Stags scarf on? Can you clarify? Do you mean, can your wife make an appearance with a Stags scarf on?
I think it means the dog.
Or my dog.
Which is a he. The dog is a he.
You mean the dog is a he, Harry.
It's a good thing he added dog and just didn't put lovely Craig.
Plus, you could both make an appearance, Craig. Yeah. Harry and Simon's wife.
I mean, I've been called worse than lovely, Taras, but so yeah. Thank you very much. And you might have redeemed yourself for another appearance at some point.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
Absolutely. Right, that's almost all we've got time for. We are running rapidly out of time, mainly because I can smell the chicken from downstairs cooking and the smoke alarm's not gone off yet. I mean, the timer to let me know that dinner's ready. So we'll wrap the podcast up in a couple of minutes. But yeah, Simon, if you do drop in the comments, your clarification. Do you mean your wife with a Stags scarf on or Harry the dog, who is male? Then, if it is a dog, I'm sure he'll make an appearance at the end of the season when we get together and finally do one of these in person. Nathan, have you got the hot tub fired up yet?
It's all up and ready. Everyone's invited. Well, I say everyone, like the ones that are on this podcast. So let's not get all the audience involved as well.
Yeah. Can I just say, if you're gonna go in Nathan's hot tub, Craig, please wear more than just a scarf.
I mean, there's rumours of this before, and I can completely say that they're completely true, aren't they, love?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But back in the day.
Back in the day when you live around the corner.
Yeah.
When we had date night after the podcast. Oh, how long for them days? I know.
I'm not so sure the world's ready for you and your mankini, Craig.
As long as you don't wear yours.
Yeah, but don't forget, Craig, I'm moving back to Mansfield, ready for some League One football. So whenever my house sells, if anybody's interested, just keep
going. I mean, you're taking the mickey out of me again, but let me tell you this. I've had to stop wearing Speedo swim trunks because people confuse me with Mr. Daly, Tom Daly. And I don't know why that should be. Obviously got the same physique.
Are you sure that went Arthur Daly?
Test.
Yeah, I think Tess is probably more accurate. There you go. Right. I don't know what to say. Generally don't know what to say to that. Absolutely. Let's not go there, Adam. Let's not go there. By the way, Nathan, you know when you say people on this podcast, I'm obviously not inviting the audience to this. They can watch and listen to the podcast like before. Do you mean people specifically that are on this episode right now? Because obviously we've got three people missing right now.
Well, two of them were getting in a scrap after the Crawley game. So I don't know if I trust them to be in the same room with each other at the moment. I'd like to think they'd kiss and make up after promotion, but who knows? And
what a horrible thought.
And the other one, well, who's the other one?
Mr. Felton.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah. Come.
Who?
He's not invited. We've been trying to get rid of him for years.
Been trying to get rid of you for years, but you still managed to log in.
Every now and then I'll be back.
I know, you're always welcome, mate. The OG, If it wasn't for you, this podcast wouldn't be here, would it? As you keep reminding me, and I keep reminding myself every time I have to do it when we lose. But this season, it's not been so bad, has it? So there you go. And it's also your fault that we have silly little jingles like this. So will they win, lose or draw? And what will be the score? It's the guessing game that brings you zero fame. But to be the best, you must outguess the rest. So will they win, lose or draw? And what will be the score? In the League or Cup, you just make it up. Because they're just works of fiction. It's podcast predictions. Will they win, lose or draw? Yes, it's the feature which Nathan Edge, for at least five series of this podcast, used to absolutely dominate. This year, though, not so much. Nathan, how many points are you on in the podcast predictions table? Just remind us.
I don't know, and I haven't even entered.
12. 12 points all season.
That's not bad. I probably only entered three times.
Well, there you go. Well, shall we make it four and see what happens? So, I'll remind you of the rules. You need to predict the scoreline. So, will Mansfield, first and foremost, will Mansfield win, lose or draw?
Win.
The scoreline will be?
3-0.
And man of the match will be?
George Maris.
Oh, good shout. Clive, I'll come to you next.
Can I just say straight away that there is no Portuguese-branded chicken outlet meal at stake in my prediction today. So
here we go.
And definitely no cake. So the prediction is Mansfield Town 6, Accrington Stanley 0, Davis Keeler Dunn.
Alan.
Mansfield 3, Accrington 0. And Nigel's penciled him in. It's got to be Quinn.
Taras, seeing as you're the guest, give us your prediction as well.
I'm going to go 3-1, and presuming he plays Aaron Lewis with another.
I'm just going to clarify that you meant 3-1 win, right?
Yeah, I thought I said win. Sorry, yeah. 3-1 win. 3-1 win.
And do you know what? Clive's going for 6-0. Well, if he's going for it, I'm going for it as well. Mansfield Town 7, Accrington Stanley 1 will be the scoreline. And the man of the match will be Stephen Quinn. As always, get your predictions in via the link in the description. And you must do so no later than 1 hour and 1 minute before kickoff on Tuesday night, which could be the night which Mansfield Town seal promotion to Sky Bet League One. And if, like Nathan, you've not played all series long, don't worry about it, because you could still get points on the board and potentially still win the whole lot. More on that ahead of the final game of the season. I mean, I need to clear this feature with the podcast predictions maestro, but I like a little bit of a gamble, and I'm thinking we should potentially do like a shit or bust sort of style thing where you click an option. I mean, it's going to say no, so I'm going to put it out there now. You click an option on the final prediction, which is triple points anyway. And if you click the shit or bust option and you get it right, you can double your entire points. But if you get it wrong, you lose the lot. So there's a world in which Nathan could still win at 12 points. You'd be up for that, Nathan, wouldn't you?
I mean, I've got nothing to lose in a sense, like. But I think even doubling my 12 points isn't going to get me very far.
Well, we will see, won't we? We will see. Oh dear, long way to go. Big game on Tuesday night, then, Nathan. It's been a long time coming. We've ever since we started this podcast, seven series ago. That we've been trying to get out of League Two. Some would say that we're the curse and that it's our fault that it's not happened. I say I blame a number of other factors. But let's be honest, we're as close as we're ever going to be. Is Tuesday night, in your heart of hearts, going to be the night that dreams come true?
I think it genuinely should be.
Taras, as a honorary Stags fan, you know, you've paid your dues now. You've been through thick and thin over the last three, four seasons or so. You know, you can come into watching Stags at any time. Is this going to be the moment? Are you going to be watching a League One Mansfield Town next season? And is it going to be sealed on Tuesday?
Yes.
Clive, it's been a long time coming. Can Mansfield do it Tuesday night, or are we going to go through the motions again and we're going to have to wait until the weekend?
It's rather a perverse question, if you don't mind me saying. I mean, I've just said we're going to win 6-0, so I suggest that means we will do it. Let me amplify that. We're going to win comfortably, because I've said so, on Tuesday night, and that gives us the freedom to play really, really delightful football on Saturday and get another 3 points. And then we go to Barrow to get the points we need to finish second.
Listen, I know you said that we'd win 6-0 on Tuesday night, but you'd also said that you'd buy the whole team a Nando's. And who paid for Nando's? I mean, I owed you for the petrol, so obviously that's not an issue. But you did offer, you did say, I'll buy the Nando's, lads, as me and Alan walked into Nando's. And then all of a sudden, when it came to ordering, Craig was the one on his phone. Craig was the one who had his credit card out.
I bought the desserts.
And that's also not the whole team either.
Fair point, Nathan Edge. Fair point.
You're disqualified, Edge.
Just because I've only been here like 3 times.
Yes.
I'm still the one of the founding owners.
Yeah, abandoning founding owner. You've disappeared out of the county.
Yeah, listen. Well, I'm back now. We're winning.
Yeah. bandwagon jumper extraordinaire. Alan. Come on, this is your moment. We know, we know that you have many classic moments as the PA announcer for Mansfield Town, including has been exchanged for. So we need you to give us your best practice. Come on, let's get out of your system now, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay off the pitch. This is and then followed by the immortal line. Come on, Alan. This is your moment to shine.
I think it'll be something along the lines of, can you please keep off the pitch? The players will come out for a lap of honour after the game if you keep off the pitch. It'll be something along those lines.
Ben asking the questions in the comments, why were you in McDonald's after a Nando's? We'd had a walk around the stadium and Clive decided he wanted an ice cream. So we were there.
Nando's, McDonald's, shocking.
Clive treated us to a McFlurry. Very nice.
Very nice it was as well. Also, in relation to the question earlier about Harry or his wife, he says the dog.
The dog.
When Harry will make an appearance before the end of the season. I'm sure he will. Right, that is almost all we've got time for. Thanks so much for joining us. Alan, it could be a big night on Tuesday. What's your message to the players? We know a few of them listen. We know people at the club listen as well. This is your opportunity. Same question to all of you guys. I'll go Alan, then Clive, then Taras, then Nathan to finish off. What is your message to the players following the MK Dons result ahead of a big game on Tuesday night where Mansfield Town could be promoted to Sky Bet League One with a win?
Enjoy the night, lads, and please get the job done.
Clive?
Trust in Nigel Clough.
Taras, a rousing bit of words for you, for the players.
Just enjoy the occasion. You've done a lot of the hard work already. Just ensure that you get it across the line.
And Nathan, as one of the OGs of this podcast, alongside Cam and myself, what's your message to the players after 7 seasons of oh so nears and oh so fars? What's your message ahead of Tuesday night?
Please don't do a man.
No, no one cares. Because that's what happens when you don't come on this podcast. That's what happens when you don't turn up. You don't get to have your say. You don't get to you don't get to finish off. He should have known that gag was coming, to be fair, shouldn't he? I can already see him. There he is. Hello.
What happened there?
What happened?
It's my moment. And I just get booted out.
Listen. That's what happens when you commit to the. I don't care that you've got two kids. I don't care that you've got a business run. I don't care that you live miles and miles, miles and miles away. I've had to put up with Cam more times than I've had to put the more times than I've here for this season. And where are you to help me out? Wiping arses and watching whatever kids' TV
Mate,
shows
you
are out there this
places
season.
And change from nappies, be my guest.
No.
And you can do it blindfolded as well. It's great.
I'm sure it is. No, but there you go. Nathan, it's been lovely to have you back on. We will see you either at yours or here or wherever when we next do another Sunday sermon. Got a funny feeling. Yes, love.
Do I not get to say my final message?
No.
I built it up and everything.
Oh, go on then.
Right, it was...
No, it definitely does not get to say it.
Craig, you are a bastard. You're a bastard.
Win, mic drop. Go on, come on. You built it up now, Nate. I feel like we've got to hear it. I promise.
That was it. Don't do it, Mansfield. Get the job done.
Well, we didn't hear any of it.
Your internet cut out.
Before you could even speak, I cut you off. So come on, I promise, I won't do it again. Promise.
I just said it three times.
We've not heard you once.
Exactly.
I don't even care anymore. Son. Just get the job done. Goodbye.
My drop.
Sod off, pod off.
Sod off, pod off, and see you on Tuesday night. Well. That is all we've got time for. Nathan Edge, it's been lovely to see you again, as it has for all of you guys as well. We are so nearly there. We are so nearly across the line. And there ends tonight's Sunday sermon. Mansfield Town are now one win away from Sky Bet League One. They have to win on Tuesday night at home to Accrington Stanley to confirm promotion. A draw will not be enough because mathematically MK Dons could still catch Mansfield, although admittedly they would need a massive goal swing. We'd do it on goal difference, but that's irrelevant. Let's get the job done on Tuesday night at home to Accrington Stanley. Do it on our terms with breathing space to spare as well. Let's go and get that promotion we thoroughly deserve. And boys, if you're watching, if you're listening, three simple words: bring it's home. Good night.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.